Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Jesus had a confrontation with a group of Jews who believed on him. He told the Jews, "If you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." The Jews told Jesus they were Abraham's seed and had never been in bondage to any man. So how could he say he would make them free? Our Lord explained, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever commits sin is the servant of sin." John 8:31-34. The word commit is a present active participle and means continues to practice sin. Jesus is not referring to one specific act of sin, but to a life given to sin. Such a life is devoted to bondage or to slavery. Is that not also what Peter meant when he wrote, "For of whom a man is overcome, of the same is he brought into bondage." 2 Peter 2:19. Paul expressed the same truth in his letter to the Romans. "Do you not know that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants you are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death, or of obedience unto righteousness?" Romans 6:16. All of these verses emphasize a great truth. We have the choice of serving sin or of serving God. When we choose to serve sin, we are the slaves of sin. But when we renounce evil and devote our lives to God Almighty, we are slaves of God. Paul asked the Corinthians, "Are you called being a slave? Care not for it. But if you may be free, use it rather. For he who is called in the Lord being a slave is the Lord's free man. But he who is called being free is Christ's slave. You are bought with a price. Be not slaves of men." 1 Corinthians 7:21-23. Millions of Americans mistakenly believe they are free because they live in the politically freest country on earth. They have the attitude of the Jews who said to Jesus, "We have never been in bondage to any man." But those same people, in many cases, are slaves to sexual immorality, to beverage alcohol and other drugs, to lust for power, to material possessions, and to popularity. In other words, they have allowed these idols to dominate their lives, to make them slaves. Please remember that Paul said we are the servants of him whom we obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. Would you rather be a slave to sin or a slave to righteousness? You may be thinking, "I am not going to be a slave at all." But that is simply not possible. Everyone is a slave, either to Satan or to God Almighty. God has made us free moral agents. We can choose the one whom we shall serve, but we are going to serve someone. There are no exceptions to that truth. So I ask you today to think seriously about your life. Will you devote your life to serving sin? If you do, you can expect to be banished from the presence of God forever. For the wages of sin is death. Romans 6:23. If you choose to serve God, you will have the promise of life eternal. The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Romans 6:23. Of this you can be absolutely sure. God wants you to come to Him for the remission of your sins. If He did not want that, He would not have sent Jesus Christ into the world to die in your stead. Jesus willingly gave His life a ransom for many. So I encourage you today to believe in the Son of God, to repent of your alien sins, to confess the name of Christ before men, and to be baptized for the remission of your sins. Will you then walk in the light that you may continue to have the remission of sins and inherit mansions prepared for you from the foundation of the world? May God help you to do His will. We thank you for listening today. May our Heavenly Father bless you.